wine press alone. It is Christ that it does this, but he's going to do it through his people, and his people are going to possess his character. And in this sense, Gideon is one man. He's representing the man Jesus Christ, and this is our responsibility, and this is our calling at the end. Now, the name Gideon means thresher. His name is describing what he was doing, and his name is describing one of the main focuses of the story of Gideon. And in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, it says this: "But in the last days," and brothers and sisters, this is the days in which we are living, "in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it, and many nations shall come and say, Come and let us go into the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." We'll continue on, but one comment here. The mountain of the Lord is God's church on earth. And a mountain in Bible prophecy represents churches in some contexts. Continuing on. "And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. For all people will walk, every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever." This is describing the world during judgment time being drawn into two groups. Those that are going to walk under the name of the Lord, and those that are going to walk under the name of their God. The papacy, Sunday worship, Satan, as opposed to Christ. Continuing on. "In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth, and will gather her," here's another gathering, "and will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halted a remnant." The remnant are those that are halted, that have been driven out, that are afflicted. "And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast off a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever." Now, the Lord's going to take, evidently, some people that are maimed, afflicted, and cast off, and make them into a strong people, a strong nation. Continuing on. "And thou, O tower of the flock,